Welcome to the Podcast Profits Unleashed podcast on Mint Wave Radio and all podcast platforms. If you're a coach, consultant, therapist, or healer with an online program and would like to find out how to grow your business whilst having fun podcasting, go to podcastprofitsunleashed.com/free. Let's dive into today's episode.
So welcome to the show. And today we have Hayda Rathor, who is a human potential coach. So welcome to the show, Hayda. So Hayda, what inspired you to transition from a very corporate world to then helping people overcome their insecurities and feelings of low self-esteem so that they can live a fulfilled life, be empowered, be inspired, and just be aware that there's a new way?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's exactly that. I think the answer to that question is in the question, because I suffered low self-esteem, right? I was so insecure about so many things and so many aspects of my life. And it was so inhibiting on so many levels. So I recognized, well, hang on, I'm living this life where I feel so insecure, I've got no self-worth, I've got no self-esteem. Is there another way to be? So I started exploring that. Those are the questions that I asked myself, because I was in deep unhappiness, in depression, really anxious about stuff. And I was committed in finding another way. And I found that way, which I know we'll go on to talk about it, but I want to talk about the journey itself, right? Because once I delved myself into that world of exploring myself and becoming self-aware, and this is the key, Karen, right? It's about self-awareness. Why was I having these thoughts? Why was I choosing or making these choices? Why was I engaging in these behaviors? Why was I feeling the way I was feeling? And I realized there was a formula to this, right? Your thoughts, your choices, your actions and behaviors leads to your feelings. And they are just on repeat constantly, every single day. They're like a program. You know how we wake up in the morning, we turn our computer on, right? The programs are running in the background. You don't even have to think about it. They're just there operating, the startup programs, the scripts, everything's running automatically, autopilot. And actually, you can actually extrapolate that to human beings, because when we are so conditioned and so programmed, we're running on autopilot. So we have the same thoughts. And science actually showed this, right? I think it was the last research I read, we have 6,000 thoughts a day, between 6,000 and 7,000 thoughts. And that's recent research. Up until recently, they said we had 60,000 to 70,000 thoughts a day. And I think they've kind of refined that and said the latest research shows we have between 6,000 and 7,000 thoughts a day. Right now, 90% of those thoughts, Karen, 9 out of 10 of those thoughts are the same bloody thoughts you had the previous day. Well, then guess what? If you're having the same thoughts and you're engaging in the same choices and you're engaging in the same actions, you're going to feel exactly the same. So I was living a life of being insecure, having no self-esteem, like I said, and I knew there was so much more to that, so much more than I was living. And I became self-aware, right? I went on this inward journey to explore my thoughts and my feelings and realized actually there's a world outside of everything that I've known, everything that I've been taught, everything that I've been conditioned with. And that's the journey I went on. So I went from, you know, feeling anxious to feeling free. I went from feeling depressed to being full of expression. I went from feeling unworthy to knowing when that program or that limited belief is playing out in my life, so I'm making choices that empowered me. And this is what I'm here to do, to inspire, to empower, to guide, to show people the tools and techniques on a proven formula that works, that takes you out of the low energy that one can become routine, right? It's about routine. People are routinely in this energy of limitation and self-sabotage. And I take that on the journey from moving them from that limitation, open up in this world of potential and possibilities. And that's how I moved, right? If you told me a few years ago, I'd be moving from my very well-paid job in the corporate world to being a coach, a guide, a mentor, I would have called you crazy, because that world didn't exist to me. There was no potential. There was no possibility for me to open myself up to that world, because I was so stuck in my patterns, so stuck in my programming. I was so stuck in my thoughts, right? Yeah, I kind of thought, oh, wouldn't it be nice to have a job I loved? Oh, that can't be me. I'm not one of those people. I'm not deserving enough. I'm not worthy enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm not capable enough. So all those things were playing out for me. And then when you kind of realize those patterns that are playing out, you go, wow, today I can make a different choice. And that's how it starts, Karen. It's like, it's a daily thing. Today I can make one choice that's going to make a different, going to have a different ending, or potentially have a different ending, right?
You must have some kind of process to take your clients through. How are you helping them get the results that they're looking for?
So look, there is a formula to this, right? And it's the formula that I was taught, and it's the formula that I teach to my students. And it's all about self-awareness, like I said earlier. And there's a specific tool called, I call it the trigger awareness process, right? And a trigger is something that activates our wounding, our trauma. It's a response. It's an emotional response. So anger, frustration, you know, sulking. That's a lot of people sulk. That's their trigger. So it's one of those emotional responses to something that an occurrence or a circumstance or that's happened in your life, right? That's the gateway to becoming self-aware. And what I do is I help people explore what's going on for them in this trigger. And this is a fascinating thing about this. What you think is going on is not what's going on, right? Because when I did this process myself, and when I do it with my clients, it's like, oh my God, it's like a jaw-dropping moment. It's like an aha moment. It's like a big breakthrough. This is what's really going on for me. And because there's such resonance and truth to it, it really penetrates the heart and the mind, and it opens up this level of self-awareness that hasn't been present before for that person. So guess what? When we become self-aware, we recognize there's choices that we can make. So when that circumstance arises again, or when we're in the same situation again, because what we do, Karen, in our programs, we continually create the same circumstances, which continually proves our point of view about a certain thing, like relationships, right? The biggest one is, okay, let's talk about a limiting belief and we'll relate it to relationships. And the biggest one is, I'm not worthy. And most people have this limiting belief, I am not worthy. I'm not worthy of love. I'm not worthy of success. I'm not worthy of living my dream, right? And it was very prominent in my energetic makeup. Let's term it like that, because I love to talk about energy, frequency, and vibration. So in my energetic structure, in my programming, in the way I was thinking, I'm not worthy was so prevalent and so prominent. And it was so paralyzing because it kept me in limitation. And once I became aware that I was making choices based on this belief, well, then guess what? I started making choices that were contrary to that belief. And the thing about this element of self-awareness, Karen, is every single day there's a choice to be made around your limiting belief, around your worthiness, around your capability. And when you practice and become aware of making the choice, that's going to enhance your life, that's going to get you to what you enjoy, right? What do you love? What do you enjoy? What do you want to create? What inspired you as a child? For me, it was always fascination around people, right? Relationships. And that's kind of my speciality, is relationships. I love the interaction between relationships. I was always fascinated by what makes people tick. Why do they react and respond and behave in those ways? What's going on in that interaction? I never thought I could have a job where I can help people and guide people and show them what's really going on in an interaction, in that kind of relationship, whether it be friendship, romantic relationship, family relationships, right? Relationships are the most prevalent kind of experience we have in our lives, right? You and I are in a relationship right now, right? We're doing this beautiful podcast or beautiful video, and we're in relationships. So relationships impact every single part of our day, and have a major, major aspect in our lives. And relationships, Karen, they give you the most joy in life. Right, your relationships, if you think back to all the relationships you had and that you felt love and happiness, it will be because you were in relationship with someone and they also have the potential to cause you the most pain. Again, if you think about when a time in your life where you felt hurt, brokenhearted, I would suggest it was because it was a relationship that brought you to that feeling. So when you become self-aware and understand what's going on in my relationships, when you become self-aware what's going on in my relationship with work, what's going on in my relationship with my family, what's going on in my relationship to my partner, you just change the dynamic of what's possible. You change the dynamic of what you want to create. You stop choosing limitation. You stop choosing self-sabotage. You stop choosing friction that's coming from your pain and your trauma. And it's so beautiful, the metamorphosis that happens when you become self-aware and you start embodying the tools that I teach.
It sounds absolutely amazing. And it is really interesting how our thoughts affect so much our outcomes. However, it's really great to know that something can be done about it. So what do you think holds people back from even stepping out and even admitting that they are feeling these insecurities?
It's very simple. It's fear, right? Fear of the unknown. Fear, am I capable enough? And this comes back to limiting beliefs, right? Because if we're fearful that we're not capable enough or we're not worthy enough, well, guess what? Then we're going to choose to carry on the way we are. So your fear will always hold you back. Now, fear is wrapped around in your limiting beliefs, your self-sabotage, the way you speak to yourself, right? And I've got a very specific course called Conscious Language, which actually deals, it's an entry point to becoming self-aware. It's an entry point to understand what's my fears, right? How am I speaking about myself? Because the way you speak about yourself will show you exactly where you are in terms of what you believe about yourself, what you believe about the world, and what you believe about your place in the world. There's three important elements: belief about yourself, belief about the world, and belief about your place in the world. And your language, how you speak to yourself in conversation, and also the language you're using in your thoughts. Like, we all have that inner voice, that inner critic. And the language you're using to speak to yourself with your inner dialogue is so, so revealing. So revealing about so many things and so many aspects of your life. So your fear holds you back. And once you get conscious of your language, and in my course, Conscious Language course, I show you how you do that. I show you how your words are so, so key and so, so vital to taking that first step, to making that change, to opening up possibilities and opening up potentials that you've never even considered, because you recognize, hang on, look at the way I'm speaking about this situation. Look at the way I'm speaking about myself. Of course, my end result is going to be what I've created, because this is what I really think about it and this is how I'm really speaking about it. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. The way we speak to ourselves is always worse than how we would ever dream of speaking to anybody else in our environment. And somebody's always listening, right?
That's a really good point. It's a really good point. And that's another element of becoming self-aware and becoming opening yourself up to a different world is understanding, well, how am I speaking about myself? And what would I say to my friend if my friend came to me with this problem? What would I say to them? How would I treat them? How would I see them? How would I hold them? How would I respond to them? Because I'm telling you, it won't be the way you respond to yourself if you haven't got the self-awareness. You wouldn't tell your friend to shut up and go away. You wouldn't tell your friend you should be doing this and you should be going down a path where you are harming yourself emotionally and, you know, energetically. And that's what we do, right? It's I don't want to get too deep, but it's a level of self-harm, right? The way our inner dialogue, and the way most people speak to themselves, it's creating this self-harm. And you're harming your future. That's what you're harming. You're harming your potential. You're harming your ability to manifest joy in your life. And it's so not worth it. It's so not worth it. And your language is key to that. Because once you realize and you transcend the self-harm, guess what? Emotionally, you feel so different. There's a level of peace and joy. There's a level of happiness. There's a level of connection. There's a level of communion and community that is so available once you do the inner work, once you understand your inner dialogue.
I mean, that's must sound to the listeners. You know, it's hope. Things can change. It's just you're not aware of it yet. So what else do you think would hold people back? You know, everybody wants this.
We've talked about the internal objection one has, right? Which is the fear, the emotional state, the unconsciousness of what's playing out around your limited beliefs, your self-sabotage. I call that the internal stuff that stops people. Now, the external stuff, the two obvious ones are time and money. I don't have the time to invest in myself, and I don't have the money to invest in myself. That was me, right? That was me. And once I realized that that was a program, that was a conditioning, that was just another choice I was making of not loving myself, of not putting myself first, I made a different choice, right? I created the time. And this is a fallacy of time that we've been conditioned with, that we don't have enough time. If we are truly inspired, if we truly want to change, we will always find the time to do this. And actually, my conscious language course is like an hour. It's 90 minutes, right? It's 90 minutes of your day to go and do this course and try and make different choice. And try actually is a fake word. And that's one of the things I teach in my conscious language course, how try is a fake word. Either we're doing something or we're not doing it. There's no try, right? Try is like giving yourself permission to fail. And that's something that we also being ingrained with, that, you know, we constantly give ourselves permission to fail. And look, failure's okay because we learn from our failures. But let's not enter anything with this mindset of, you know what, I'm going to give myself permission to fail. That's the point I'm making there. So time is one of the major objections people have, and money, right? And I'm going to be so direct. We are so stingy when it comes to investing in ourselves. Now, again, that's a conditioning, that's a programming, that's a cultural output of the way we've been taught. Hey, go and buy a 45-inch HD TV and spend £2,000. But don't invest £2,000 in yourself to kind of open up possibilities and create more joy and love in your life from a really good guide or mentor who's walked the path. No, don't do that. Spend it on the TV. Look, and there's nothing wrong in that, right? I'm putting my hand up. That was me. You know, I loved the designer clothes, and there's nothing wrong with designer clothes. I loved spending money on material possessions because there was a short-term hit for that, right? There's a short-term payoff for me. Oh, I feel good. Got a brand new, beautiful, sparkling watch. Wow. And there's no longevity in that, right? Because all that material stuff that I was engaging in was just trying to make up from this horrible feeling I was having inside. And it was not until I did the inner work that I realized there was something deeper that was going on for me. Now I can go and buy that TV and do it with a level of love and joy, right? Because it is from that pure happiness. Oh, I feel like buying a new TV. I want to spend a few grand on the sofa. It's not because I'm trying to facilitate for unhappiness or anesthetize myself from my pain. It's because I want a really nice, beautiful sofa. Do you see the difference?
Yeah.
And it's only from the investment I made in myself, the way that I paid for coaches and mentors and did courses, that I came to this realization, wow, it's the best investment I've ever made in my life. It's the best investment I've ever made in my life. And hopefully people can feel the sincerity of that.
Well, it's always going to be the best investment in yourself, because what is the ripple effect that's going to come out from that? And that's what people don't they can't see. It's that sort of intangible, but it's not even about the initial investment. It's what will come from this. How are you, if you do change the way you speak to yourself, what is that going to change in your life and in and change in the relationships with the people around you?
And you know the element of that, Karen, is that it's so much better than you ever think and can imagine, right? Because the mind is really limited because it wants to control everything. So it wants to control the outcome. So when I was making investments in myself and, you know, when my clients come to me and they make investments, you have a preconceived idea. Like, oh, this is going to help my life because this is going to improve and that's going to improve. And you don't realize the other possibilities and potentials that your mind can't comprehend because it's so kind of configured and limited in the way it's set up, in the way that we've set it up, right? And a great example is this podcast and me becoming a coach. I never thought in a million years that had I gone on this journey of investing in myself that I would be doing this as a business. That's something that I love and enjoy. That wasn't my intention. My intention was to kind of deal with my inner pain and my inner trauma and find a different way to live. That was my intention. And yes, I had expectations, oh yeah, I'm going to be happier and experience more joy. And I didn't know how that was going to manifest. And that's part of the joy of this journey, right? That's part of the excitement, is this level of not knowing where you're gonna end up or where it's gonna lead. Yes, you're definitely gonna end up with more loving relationships. You're gonna end up with a greater level of self-love and self-care. You're gonna end up with a greater level of self-awareness, right? Because you're doing the internal work. And how your outer world reflects the inner world, that's the adventure of life. That's the adventure of life. That's the deep unknown. That's why I think we've come here, and I'm getting philosophical about this. I think that's why we've come here, to experience the adventure of not knowing where the opportunities exist for us. And I'm evidence of that. And I know you are as well.
Yeah, I agree.
I know you are as well.
What should the listeners do next? If they're interested in this conscious language core as a starter.
Yes.
How things can change for them. Because, you know, you can tell people this is how things are going to happen, or this is how you're going to feel if you do this. You only come to the understanding of that if you experience it.
Yeah, exactly that. So thank you for that. And it's that, by the course, experience the course. Experience the knowledge that you will gain from that course. And in the course, there's specific tasks I get you to do. And they're insightful, right? They're playful and they're insightful. And they're going to open up your awareness around yourself, the word you're using, and they give you very direct, or the course gives you a very direct instruction of other words that you can use and that you can bring to your vocabulary that you've never thought of. And trust me, when you start using empowered words, and we've used lots in this podcast, right? Like love, like synchronicity, serendipity. Empowerment itself is a powerful word because everything has energy and your words carry a vibrational frequency. So when you learn how to use words with higher frequency, you're going to feel more empowered. You're going to feel more inspired. You're going to want to make choices that are different to the choices that you are currently making, if you so choose, because everything's a choice, Karen. Everything's a choice. That's one of the greatest lessons I've learned in the last 4 years as I've immersed myself in this, that everything is a choice. And like, what am I choosing in this moment? Am I choosing self-betterment, or am I choosing to stay stuck?
So for the listeners, where do they go?
www.soulfulawakening.com. There's a link in there. You click on the link for conscious language and go and have fun with it. Go and play with it. Go and experience it. Like you said, go and experience it. It's a beautiful course. It's something that I've used, my clients have used, and they've seen great results.
And you mentioned earlier about your podcast. So what is your podcast called?
So my podcast is called Human Potential. It's going to be on Mintwave Radio every Tuesday at 12 o'clock. So I'm inviting people to tune into that podcast, because in that podcast, I'll be giving people tools and awarenesses that you can go and take action straight away. And I've got wonderful guests that will also be giving their knowledge, their insight, their wisdom, and giving you very actionable tools. And this is the thing about my podcast, and the thing that was really right for me in terms of what I wanted to create. I wanted to give people somewhere where they could listen to something that's really fun, really exciting, and also something they could take away with and say, you know what, I can make this choice and action this today. Because I found in my own journey, there's lots of great knowledge out there. There's lots of great coaches with beautiful wisdom. And yet some of the stuff is not actionable. It's like, okay, how do I apply this in my life? So one of the things that I'm very keen to do in my podcast is give people tools that they can take away and start making changes in their life. It's like experiencing a different level of awareness, a different level of emotion, a different level of energy.
Well, thank you so much for your time today, Haider, and to the listeners, there you go. So it's soulful-awakening.com. Go and check out the course. Go and check out his podcast as well. And I will be back next week with the Podcast Profits Unleashed podcast. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to today's episode on the Podcast Profits Unleashed podcast. If you're a coach, consultant, therapist, or healer who would like to drive sales whilst having fun podcasting, head over to podcastprofitsunleashed.com/free and find out how you can turn your podcast into a sales machine. We'll see you on the next episode.